Hello?
Who's calling?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Washington Opinion Service. Can I speak with Paul Olson, please?
Well, you've not reached Paul Olson. You've reached Greg Martin. This is my phone, not his.
Okay, that's no problem. So we can actually do this survey with anybody online. Now, would you have a few minutes to participate on this survey?
What is this survey about, please?
Okay, this survey is about, you know, people running for office in Washington.
Okay.
Okay, the first question would be, anyone that has to work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no, sir?
No.
Okay, and are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely.
Okay, and just for qualification purposes for this survey, what is your age, sir?
68.
68, okay. 68. All right, sir, and just so be sure we represent everybody, may I ask what is your race?
Caucasian.
Okay, and regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Oh, I suppose broad categories, Republican will do.
Okay, would you call yourself a strong Republican, not a strong Republican?
A conservative Republican.
So would that be a strong or not a strong, sir?
Well, it depends on who you're talking to. If you say strong Republican and you talk to Washington, D.C., you might as well be getting a Democrat. If you talk to strong Republican and you talk Idaho, you're talking conservative.
Well, that's the only options that I have. Just so, you know, we have to do this survey verbatim.
Sure. Strong is fine.
Okay, that's fine, sir. Thank you. All right, sir, and now thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, sir, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I disapprove.
Would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
All right. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Marie Glossenkamp Perez is handling her job as congresswoman?
I don't have enough data.
Oh, okay. Would that be strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved. All right. And thinking about the issues, you know, the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress, you know, to focus on? You can select up to two, okay? That would be improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, fighting inflation and lowering the cost, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, border security, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, climate change and protecting the environment, combating threats to our democracy, improving K-12 education, reducing crime and gun violence, or growing the economy and creating jobs.
Immigration and economy.
So border security and the economy, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me see. Improving crime balance, creating jobs, abortion, economy. Protecting, okay. Yep. Economy, thank you. Okay, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Okay, and now I'd like to ask you, you know, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people in organization using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel, okay? If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just let me know, and I'll move to the next one. The first one would be Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
0.
Marie Glessenkamp, Paris.
50.
Donald Trump.
90.
Okay, Maria Kenwell.
30.
Joe Kemp.
80.
Raul Garcia.
30.
Woke liberals in Congress.
0.
0. And MAGA Republicans.
80.
80. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Welcome.
All right, sir. And if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican.
Okay, Donald and if the election for Congress in Washington, 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glessenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kemp?
Joe Kemp.
All right, even though you are not supporting Marie Glessenkamp Perez, okay, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024 election? Is there like a fair chance that you might support Glessenkamp Perez? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
Very slight chance.
A very slight chance. All right. Next, I'd like to, you know, ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important, you know, in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important it is, you know, to you on a scale from 0 to 10, where, you know, 0 means that you don't think it's important at all, 5 means that you think it's somewhat important, and 10 means that you think it's extremely important quality or attribute, you know, in your member of Congress. But you can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one will be a fighter for working class.
Well, you don't have this in there, but I'm going to say it anyway. The term working class has been used by both historically for everything from Soviet-like groups to those who are genuinely concerned about somebody's welfare. It's been union, it's been all sorts of things. So those are words that are colored with many nuances based on what your position or your foundation is.
But right now we're talking about, you know, these candidates that are, you know, what are you talking about, attributes that some people consider important, you know, for a member of Congress?
I think 7 would be a good number.
Okay, 7. Okay, what about a leader who will fight back against the threats, you know, to our rights and freedom?
Somebody worked hard on these questions. An 8.
8. Okay, what about someone you can trust?
Again, subjective, but 10.
A 10, okay. A leader who understands our way of life, you know, in southwestern Washington and will work to protect it.
10.
10. Okay, someone who will defend abortion and women's right to choose.
Five.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. Okay, in this case, we'll be talking about Marie Glossenkamp Perez. Okay, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your statement is very convincing, reason to support, you know, Marie Glossenkamp Perez for Congress. 5 means it's somewhat important, convincing, and 0 means it's not convincing, you know, reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number. Okay, Marie Glossenkamp Perez is taking a big pharma so families, you know, can save money. So too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being. But Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin cost, you know, at $35 per month, and she doesn't take, you know, a dime from the pharmaceutical industry. What would you say is not convincing at all, somewhat convincing, or very convincing? But you can choose any number.
Somewhat, 1 to 10, 5.
Five. Okay, sir. Marie Glossenkamp Perez, you know, believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees in Congress. Her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, you know, community colleges and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million, you know, in funding to expand Lower Columbia College equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so the young people graduate with the skill they need to succeed. Would that be not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing? But you can choose any number, sir.
8.
About 8, okay. The last one said Marie Glossenkamp Perez, you know, isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small, you know, auto shop, and she had to get her, you know, some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. You know, she respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of House Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which would provide loans and support for small businesses. Would that be not convincing at all, somewhat convincing, or very convincing to you, sir?
Somewhat.
What number would you say from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. Thank you. All right, sir. Sometimes over the course of the survey, you know, people change their minds. Is it okay if you didn't? But if, you know, I'd like to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today and in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glossenkamp Perez or Republican John Kemp?
Republican.
Okay. All right, sir. Now we're almost done with this survey. I really appreciate your time and, you know, and thank you. Okay, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, we'll be talking about Joe Kent, okay? Others will hear statements about the other candidate. Please see each statement on from 0 to 10, where 10 means a statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent. For Congress, 5 gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts, okay, but supporting about Joe Kemp, okay, in Congress. You can use any number. The first one said, we can't trust Joe Kemp, to put what's best for working families above biggest special interests, backrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that would benefit Wall Street. And he supports deregulating, you know, the health insurance industry, which would lower costs but would lead to bigger profit for insurance and pharmaceutical companies. Would that be not doubts at all, some doubts, or serious doubt about supporting him from 0 to 10, sir?
You wanted numbers, and so I'll give you a 2 on that one.
A 2. Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, Joe Ken supports an extreme and dangerous abortion plan. This ban will force women and girls, you know, to give birth if they become pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening, you know, complications. If elected, Ken will destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves if, you know, if and when to have children. Families deserve to have their own decisions without politicians interfering. Would that be not doubts at all, some doubts, or serious doubt? But you can choose any number, sir.
3.
About 3. Okay. Thank you. All right, sir. And, after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less more likely to support him for Congress? Would that be much less likely, somewhat less likely, or more likely?
More likely.
More likely. All right, sir, given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress, if you had any?
I have none.
Okay. That would be you have none, right?
Correct.
All right, let me write this down. I have none. All right, sir, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you had completed?
Some college.
Some college, okay. And are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
All right, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in the household?
No.
And thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Fairly conservative.
So be very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. All right, sir, and how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Couple of times a month.
Okay, would that be several times a month, a year, or once or twice a month?
Couple of times, once or twice a month.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation on this survey. Okay, you have a great evening, sir, and appreciate your help and patience.
Likewise. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.